Ithaca looks to restore its sting. You make the call on a missed field goal. And a few words about concussions. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation. Hi again, everybody. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. We've reformatted our MHSAA perspective show of the past 10 years to feature kids and teams, talk a little about the world of officiating, and wrap things up with my weekly commentary on the preps. We start today in mid-Michigan, in Ithaca, where the Yellow Jacket football team begins anew this week after having its 69-game winning streak snapped in a loss to Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central at Ford Field in the Division VI finals last November. The Yellow Jackets are now just one of over 600 teams looking for win number one this weekend, and there's no reason to think they can't make another deep playoff run this year with 9 starters back on offense and 13 players who all started at various times on defense last year. Quarterback Jake Smith leads the returnees. He threw for over 2,100 yards and 27 touchdowns last year and ran for nearly 1,400 yards and 20 more scores. He's got his 3 favorite passing targets back, and he likes the fact that this team is senior-laden.
Yeah, it's great to have a big senior class that has a lot of experience and a lot of leadership skills, I guess. And coach always says we win with seniors, and we got a good group of seniors this year.
You can read Jeff Kimmerly's complete story on Ithaca football on the second half page of the MHSAA website. The second half is going to carry feature stories from around the state nearly every day during the school year, plus its regular features and great postseason tournament coverage. Just click on the second half logo on the homepage of the MHSAA website. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you love me?
When a child is abducted, the first 24 hours is critical. The Michigan Amber Alert Program helps get the word out fast, and that can make all the difference.
Will you care for me?
All you have to do to help is check the box on your state income tax form to make a small donation that could save a child's life.
Will you help? Check the box.
This message is sponsored by the Michigan Amber Alert Foundation and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Let's get everyone in football game shape with the following You Make the Call. One team has the chance to kick a 50-yard field goal just before halftime. As the kicker approaches the ball, being held at the 40-yard line, his plant leg slips and the kick comes up well short and wide as it rolls out of bounds at the 4-yard line. Under high school rules, where will the team that forced that bad kick next snap the ball? Believe it or not, under high school rules, missed field goals that roll out of bounds before reaching the goal line are treated just like a punt. The new offense will put the ball in play first and 10 from their own 4-yard line.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go to MHSAA.com now to register. And we wrap things up today with an MHSAA perspective on health and safety, where the association is doing some extraordinary things as we start a new year. For example, all head varsity sports coaches must now be CPR certified. The association has spent $300,000 on concussion insurance for student athletes. Michigan is the first state in the nation to do this, and at no expense to schools or families. It's toughened its return to play protocol from concussion that now requires an unconditional release for return to activity by a doctor. Schools are now required to report head injuries in all sports, in games and at practice, at all levels, grades 7 through 12. The association is also providing a program for over 60 schools to test 2 different systems to set concussion baselines for student athletes in the preseason and then to evaluate potential concussions in practice or games to help make the critical removal from play decision. And it's working with the Michigan High School Football Coaches Association to promote football's real safety record. The program is called Safer Than Ever. School sports aren't played in bubble wrap. There will always be a risk of injuries. But the MHSAA is committed to making the atmosphere for school sports as safe as it can be, as evidenced by these steps being taken this year. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.